Now, Sinn Féin would like the issue of the voting age to be included in any negotiations on the future of devolution here. They want the age to be lowered from 18 to 16. Labour say they'd do that if they win power at Westminster next year. But the DUP and the Conservative Party say 18 is still the most sensible age for people to be allowed to cast a vote. Our reporter Chris Page has been speaking to teenagers and politicians about the idea.
Yes. The number of votes, 1,617,989. No. The number of votes, 2,001,926.
Among those numbers announced at the end of the Scottish referendum count were thousands of votes cast by people under 18. The independence poll was opened up to 16 and 17 year olds. So is that the way it should be at every election?
I've heard about this or that.
You have to learn to be critical thinking.
Yeah, that you have your own opinion and not just...
Members of the youth organisation WIMPS, which stands for Where Is My Public Servant, have been campaigning for the voting age to be lowered to 16. This is the meeting of a local group, which they call a crew, in Belfast.
A whole young person's life is governed by politics.
I feel at the age of 16, there's so many things that you can do. You can join the army, you can go into employment, but you can't decide who best represents you.
Ethan McKnight and Rowena McCaffin are both 17. They think they should have the right to put an X on a ballot paper.
There is no guarantee that 16, 17-year-olds will vote. Oh, there's no guarantee any age group will vote for certain. But if they choose to vote for any of the parties here who they feel represents their interests, that's great. And if not, not then at least they're choosing not to vote of their own accord rather than out of ignorance.
And what issues do you think your friends, people your age would care about, would want politicians to be talking to them about if they were able to vote?
I think education is a major issue. For example, university fees. We had no say over fees being raised, and I think that's a major issue that was already decided for us by the time we were 18 without any say whatsoever. So I think that was an issue.
At Stormont, four out of the five executive parties want to make 16 the voting age. The Alliance Party, the SDLP, the Ulster Unionists and Sinn Féin would back the move. After the Scottish referendum, there's due to be a rethink of the structures of devolution across the UK. The Sinn Féin MLA, Megan Fearon, says the party wants the voting age to be considered.
I think it is important that young people are involved in politics. I know that I'm hopeful as well that it will be included in the negotiations in the aftermath of the Scottish referendum. It's something that Sinn Féin are very much in favour of doing. So I know other countries have done it, and I don't think that we need to do things as have always been done. We shouldn't be resistant to change, and we should always be looking to progress and be better as a society.
But the DUP believe 18 is the right age for people to enter the voting booth for the first time. Assembly member Alistair Ross does not believe a change in the law would encourage younger people to become more interested in politics.
I think it's important we get 18 to 25-year-olds to come out and vote, and then perhaps if we're successful in that, then you would look at extending it to 16-year-olds, but I haven't been convinced by the arguments put forward thus far. Generally across the United Kingdom, 18 is an age which is recognised as when you're becoming an adult. It's when you can buy alcohol, tobacco, you can serve on juries, and it's an age that's used right across the world. I think it's the most sensible age in which to give people the vote.
In most countries, 18 is the age where you get to cast your vote. In a few, it's 21. But in recent years, several have given the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds. These include Austria, Argentina and Brazil. 16 is also the voting age in Jersey, Guernsey and the Isle of Man. The parties here say their positions on the matter are not determined by how they think a lower voting age would affect them in elections. Although religion is not a certain guide as to how people will vote, school enrolment figures show that 52% of post-primary pupils identify as Catholic, while 38% say they're Protestant. In Belfast, older people are split on the issue.
Not too sure about it, but maybe OK for some, you know. Maybe they should pass a maturity test first, some kind of test.
I think maybe the age difference and knowledge difference, etc., etc., might play, but yes, 17 rather than 16.
You don't never see really young people getting a say in matters. Well, some of them maybe not, but we give more a round look at the country and what needs to be done.
Deciding the voting age rests with Westminster, not Stormont. David Cameron has said the Conservatives would keep it at 18, But if a Labour government is elected next year, Ed Miliband has promised to give the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds. The Liberal Democrats also support the idea. In the follow-up to the Scottish referendum, the question of how old is too young to vote has never been higher on the political agenda.